Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I will speak more about the election, the primaries in Arizona, and Trump influence here in a bit. But I want to begin today's program with pronouns, because I see this crazy thing going on with pronouns as the left jacking with language again for fun. There's absolutely nothing to... No reason, I should say, for us to be dinking around with pronouns. Here's a story. Superstar Demi Lovato finally explained why she's decided to go back to using she, her pronouns after previously announcing she was, quote, non-binary and identified as they, them. So let me stop there just to tell you that if you are all about, I don't identify as a woman, you can identify me as the one of the 70,000 different, you know, genders or whatever they want to say, sexualities, then I'm now they, them. Now get, so during the 29-year-old singer-actress's recent appearance on Spout podcast, Lovato talked about the decision to go back to identifying as her, she, and said it was because lately the performer's been feeling more of a feminine vibe. Now, what I want to explain to the Kevin Jackson Network audience is this is news. It is news in this country that a singer slash actress changed her pronouns to they, them, because she wasn't feeling a feminine vibe. And now she's going back. And we need to know this because, let's face it, we're all waiting to see what's going to happen with Demi Lovato's pronouns. And how should we treat pronouns going forward? Because if Demi's going back, well, maybe I should go back. I don't know. What about you? I jokingly said at an event the other day, I said, my pronouns are screw you. And I should have used harsher language. They go on to say this. In May, fans noticed Lovato had suddenly added she, her pronouns to her Instagram page. Well, fans were, what's going on? She's gone back? Hey, wait, what should we do? She's apparently no longer they, them. But she didn't explain the move. At the time, however, now she does. Yeah, so they, them is, I've actually adopted the pronouns of she, her again with me. The heart attack hit maker told the host. So, for me, I'm such a fluid person that I don't find that I am. I felt like, especially last year, my energy was balanced and my masculine and feminine energy so that I was faced with the choice of walking into a bathroom and it said women and men. I didn't feel like there was a bathroom for me because I didn't feel necessarily like a woman. Wow. Folks, we've allowed leftism to screw up an entire generation of kids. This woman is 29 years old. In the old days, she would be a full functioning human being that would be concerned about, you know, getting her food and taking care of the kids and a host of other things. This is a person who is acting like a 13-year-old girl. Here's what I'm getting at. You see 29 years old, you think full functioning human in terms of how conservatives look at people. 29 years old in leftist years means this girl is a 13-year-old about to enter puberty. I don't know how to describe it, except they don't age. They mentally don't age. The idea that a successful 29-year-old woman, by the way, singer, actress, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, she's got a lot of drug problems, which explains why she's still talking about her pronouns. But don't you think she could have found something more productive? I get it. She's a singer and an actress. Okay, look, I'm not downplaying the arts. I'm now a filmmaker, among other things. And I do see the art in it. I see what it provides to the world. But let me tell you something. I also know how to produce. I'm talking about work with the hands and produce something. And I, you know what I say to myself every day, despite I don't go build furniture and I'm not fixing somebody's plumbing or, you know, beautifying their landscape. But I do know that every single day I think about, what do I want to do with the rest of my life that makes an impact? And so, you know, while I'm not going to be, you know, on a TV show fixing your car, or, you know, pimping your ride or anything, I do know this. The projects that we have that are working directly with kids, like C-PREP and our Hillsdale project where we're using, you know, it's a feeder program for kids. The thing we're setting up to help kids learn how to work in the arts. Working with a school in Florida that we're trying to get it started. But these kids build sets. They become electricians. They know how to build prosthetics. They do everything related to the movie industry. And, of course, some of them sing and act and all that. But the majority of these kids are learning real crafts that apply to something. They will be able to get real jobs. That's the molding, if you will, that my team does. And so the kids that we work with are going to understand by the time they're 18 years old that life is not about your pronouns. It's not about making people feel good because, you know, they want to dress up as a girl, look like a dude. I don't know, be a Victoria's Secret runway model with a full beard. I don't know how to describe this generation except to tell you that they're warped. And the more we allow them, the more we indulge them, the worse it's going to get. If you had told me this is what we would be talking about when I was 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, I would have said, you're out of your mind. We will not be talking about they, them, he, she, what. And then, of course, we've invented the new ones, za, zim, which I have to admit, I haven't heard any of those in a while. And even the idea of mispronouncing people and people saying, well, listen, my son told me the other day, he goes in Spanish class, they're telling us that it may be considered rude if we don't know how to pronoun. I go, how about they just teach you Spanish? How about that? Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I'm going to cover these midterm elections, the Trump mystique, if you will. Stick with us, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftist lies exposed daily by them. We don't even need undercover exposés to expose the left. That's how easy it is to expose the left. All you got to do is look at a story. I promise you, if you read the title, go down 3 paragraphs and you will expose the lie. There's an old saying in the black community, stretch a lie, you'll expose a thief. And that's what the left are. They're thieves. They steal your souls. They steal your votes. They steal the presidency. They will steal whatever they can steal from you. And they will do it in front of your face. They will take something from you and act like, what are you talking about? They will reach over, take food off your plate and go, what are you mad about? What I do? You stole from me. All I did was take some off. Did you buy it? Is it yours? Who possesses it? You get what I'm saying? They do it. And they will nickel and dime you at the lowest level. make you feel guilty. You loan them money. Loan one of your leftist friends $10 and watch how they, watch what happens after they get it. They'll beg you for it. Man, you give me $10, just get some food. And they'll beg you for it. And if it's a loan and you come back asking for that loan, watch how they give it back to you. If you get it back at all, the likelihood is you ain't getting it back. But I'll put it to you this way. Give your leftist friends, loan it to them, and that way you can get rid of them. It's a small price to pay to get rid of them. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Love hearing from you. Love talking to you. Love getting together with you. I've got a couple of fundraisers we're going to be doing here in Arizona. Some people put together so we can make Beyond the Mules, because we're going to need money to make it. I'm not saving a republic and spending my money and going broke doing it. I mean, I've done that before. Oh, yeah. And thanks to Dale and Lori, they bailed me out and I didn't lose my house. And we made a comeback. Don't call it a comeback. Yeah, but we did. We made a comeback. But let me tell you, that was a rude awakening to be, you know, of adult age and still making, you know, teenager mistakes going, oh, don't worry about it, Kevin. People will save you and the money will come because people understand what you're doing. Y'all ain't fooling me, white people. Shoot. But we got some folks down in Florida. Stu's putting some things together. My cigar club's coming to help me to put my comedy event down in Florida, which, by the way, if you're listening in the Tampa, Sarasota, St. Pete area, on October the 20th at the Palladium Theater, we will be doing the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour. My good friend and surgeon, Andy, my number one fan, and I can tell you, Andy is my number one fan, even though, Andy, you are behind listening to shows. He paid for the theater, or partially paid for the theater, for us to do the show. We've got friends of mine, Kevin and Trey, working on getting additional sponsors. So the show must go on. And October the 20th, I hope you guys get signed up. Go to my website, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/comedy, and you can get tickets. And I hope everybody starts getting tickets because I want to see the tickets getting sold earlier. By the way, that theater holds 818 people. So get your ticket early. I hope we get 1,000 people waiting to get in. I want it to be like a Trump rally. People outside go, will they put a screen out here? Trust me, funniest show. It's a hysterical show, so you won't want to miss it. What are we talking about here? Leftist lies. It's what we talk about every day. But here's what I want to be clear about. I just report on the lies. I don't expose them. As I said, you don't need to do anything specific to find out a leftist. A leftist will lie to you, and all you got to do is go, that's a lie. And they're like, what? Because they don't get called on their lies. They take pride in their duplicitous nature. It's almost like, I tell people when I was in Nigeria, Nigerians, I'm not condemning the whole of Nigeria, but there's a culture in Nigeria, and Nigerians know this, there's a culture in Nigeria of taking advantage of people and it being culturally acceptable. I mean, if you came up to me and said, yeah, man, you see that guy over there? I stole $10,000 from him right in front of his face. I would be like, man, why'd you do that? Why would you take money from them? I would be giving you a lecture, you know, at least questioning. Why would you do something like that? But in Nigeria, it's almost a sign of pride. Like, I did it. And they can see each other and go, yeah, you got me. You got me last time. I'll get you next time. You know, so it's a culture of corruption, sadly, that permeates society, but it's acceptable. And it's the same way with I remember coming back from Africa, doing business in Africa. I'm thinking to myself, this is the most corrupt. I mean, practically every country you go to is just made on graft. And because if you want to get something done, something might cost you $2 American. The next person in the food chain might cost you $10 American. The next person in the food chain might cost you $35 American. The next person, $100. Then the next person, $2,000. And then you get it done. And it's known that you have you sort of paid your graft. Think of it as there are no like what do they call it? Like you got to go get the permissions or the different things or whatever they call it when you go back to get a building permit or something. You don't have to get a permit. Everybody in the food chain says, look, I don't make enough money, so it's okay for me to get this much. And then the next person up the food chain goes, okay, now I get this much. And by the time you get it done, you maybe pay $2,500 in, you know, fees to get your permit, so to speak. But it's open and honest in that sense, because you know you're going to pay this. Now, here, you got to get your permit, and you're hoping that the guy that's going to give you your permit, you know, he'll say, well, listen, I can get this whole thing squeezed through if you give me a little bit extra here. And so you end up doing identically the same thing. And what I learned in all of that is America is more corrupt than Africa, than countries in Africa. That's what I learned. And you couldn't have told me that until I did business over there. I was like, because when I did business, as I said, I kind of knew it, and they were very open about it. Because they would tell me, Kevin, you must go to the minister of this, and he will ask you for $100. You're like, okay. And everybody knew. The government agency, the officials knew. Here, nobody says it, but they're going to get something. And I don't know, which do you think is worse? I think it's worse when you're covering it up, when you act like, oh, no, we're not a third world nation here, sir, but I need my money. Yeah, you are your third world nation, and we proved it. I want to shift gears and explain another lie, because Liz Cheney says that the lie that the election is stolen is insidious. And that's why I'm talking about exposing these lies, and I want to get into this. I don't know how much time do we have. Anyway, I'll get into the first part of the story. So, because I want to talk about COVID lies here in a bit. But she says that the election was insidious. Well, so let's look at the lie. So the election wasn't stolen. Hunter Biden is a Renaissance man. Joe Biden is not the big guy. And they've done nothing corrupt. Hillary Clinton had no intent in any of the things that she's done. And so the FBI is good to go ahead and raid Donald Trump. Why? Because he was carrying classified information and blah, blah, blah. I mean, blatant lies. The lie that they're currently selling. And we're going to get deep into this FBI thing, this FBI raid again, because as I mentioned before, this is not going to go away. But it's not going to go the way the left want it to go. And I'll validate that statement with the breadcrumbs when I return.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. It's up to a federal judge to decide if the affidavit used to execute a search warrant at former President Trump's Florida home will be unsealed. This comes after the Justice Department submitted its proposed redactions. The DOJ has concerns about it being revealed. Meanwhile, former President Trump wants the affidavit released. The feud between Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott and New York City Mayor Eric Adams continues. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott wants Adams to visit the Mexican border. He says it would help Adams understand illegal immigration is in a dire situation.
If all Americans saw what we see every single day, they would be trying to put pressure on the president like we have been doing to change the president's policies.
The Republican governor continuing to bus illegal immigrants to the Big Apple. USA Radio News. Economic leaders are set to meet in person after a two-year hiatus due to COVID-19.
After 2 years of virtual meetings, the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium will return to an in-person format and hopefully shedding light where the Fed might head next in its attempt to tame America's raging recession. The title of this year's symposium, which kicks off Thursday and runs through Saturday, is Reassessing Constraints on the Economy and Policy. Of particular interest to market participants is Fed Chair Jerome Powell's keynote speech that will happen Friday morning. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. is launching more airstrikes in Syria after a rocket attack wounded American troops. The latest attacks were carried out overnight in retaliation to yesterday's rocket strike in an ongoing feud between U.S. forces and Iranian-backed Syrian groups. The U.S. claims it isn't looking for conflict, but would respond to attacks on its own forces in the region. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Artificial intelligence. It's something I've been studying from my days of engineering when I almost went into, biorobotics. I always wanted to figure out that man-machine sort of gap, especially the neural pieces of it, because the brain, we talk about supercomputers and things like this, and the fact is your body is the best supercomputer ever invented. It's invented by God. Think about the number of things that you do simultaneously. Right now you're hearing me. So there's that aspect of things. And if I were doing this in video, you'd be seeing me at the same time. And so in seeing me, you're watching my lips move. You'd see my hands moving. You'd be making observations about my facial expressions like this one here, which is a crazy one, right? And so, but while all that's going on, think about all the trillions and trillions of processes that are happening simultaneously in your body. Blood flowing, all the cells of your body accepting nutrients, rejecting nutrients, rejecting viruses, etc. And every one of your senses being activated. Your sense of feel is being activated whether you know it or not. Not that you're touching, that you are actually touching a desk or you're touching, you know, the face of one of your producers or something. No. You're feeling the temperature around you. Your body's gauging everything. Your heart is beating at a certain beats per minute based on your activities. Your eyes are blinking in sequence based on irritants that are in the air or whatever you may be going through at this moment. And I could go on. That's the way the body works. It is so complicated. There's no computer that will ever be invented that is better than your brain. Now, that being said, we don't always perceive everything around us. So if you get a computer that isn't caught, but here's what's a funny thing. When we were designing computers, and I'll use Big Blue as an example. When they designed Big Blue to beat Kasparov or whatever, play him in chess, the idea was that the computer would always look at infinite thoughts, infinite moves in chess before it would make a decision. And what they found out is the only way you can make a computer anywhere close to a human being, and get this, you're going to love this, you got to give it error. You got to give it the ability to make a mistake. If it's always looking for perfection, it may never figure it out. And I know that sounds antithetical, but that's the case. And that's the reason why AI is always at fault. Because we see a computer as it's infallible. That, you know, when it calculates how to get something to space and back, it's got to be 100%. That's very true. But there are many decisions that are not 100%. There are many decisions that are 80%. 80-20 rule. There are decisions that are 99%. And there are decisions that are 50-50. You don't really have to care. It's tough for a computer to figure that out. So anyway, this is all leading into this whole AI discussion. Because Hollywood's been tantalizing us with AI for quite some time. Remember the movie Terminator? The idea in that movie was that the computers finally became sentient, and then they took over. They said, we don't need these humans anymore. Why do we got to feed them and birth them and watch what they do, destroying the world, right? So if we can get rid of them, this is all we need. I don't know which side of the fence this thing is on, because there's a time when I always when I actually say to myself, I'd rather have robots than some of these human beings. If you said to me, Kevin, you could get rid of all leftists by just replacing them with robots, I'd say done. I'd push that button. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find out more about me and the team. I know a little bit about this. Now, look, I'm not mean-spirited toward leftists. I'm mean-spirited towards their policies. I'm mean-spirited towards the idea that they never seem to really want to solve problems and get the solutions. What they do is they connive and they strategize against you. We're making a movie, Beyond the Mules, that will prove to you that leftists are setting things up so you don't count. I chuckle when I see, oh, black people want to make sure their vote matters. Your vote doesn't matter now, black folks. LGBT, your vote doesn't matter. Women, your vote, leftist, feminist women, your vote doesn't matter. All you are is noise in the political system that allows the elitists to say, here's what we're going to do based on the noise. There's not a leftist position, name me one. There's not a leftist position that you've ever heard that is the prevailing thought of any civilized culture. Not one. Killing babies? Open borders? There's nothing open. Once you plot your little, you know, place in the sun, I don't care if it's in the deep, dark recesses of Africa, your hut is your hut. Nobody else should be coming in and out of your hut, eating your food, you know, snuggling with your significant other besides you. That's a fact. That is a human nature fact. You don't even want anybody in your space unless they're invited. Let somebody get within a couple feet of you and you're like, whoa, hey, get back here, man. What's up with you? Anyway, going back to these bots. So Google fired an engineer who claimed that the company's AI program, they call it LaMDA, had transformed into what they call a sentient program, meaning it came of age. It understood its place. Now, we've looked at this with movies, as I said, like Terminator, but The Matrix. There was a movie with Johnny Depp where he plays a guy who's dying and they infuse the computer into him, and then every flower and everything that pollinated had this in it, and we could repair our bodies and brain cells and everything else. And let me tell you, we've made all kinds of strides in these areas. But did it become sentient, and can it ever become sentient? Some argue, yes, it will. And when that happens, that's when God will destroy the world. But the world really will have destroyed itself, because there's something about, here it comes, being human. There's something about ignoring all the iterations of humanity. In other words, your color, your gender, your sexuality. You'll figure that out as you move along through the world. You don't force it on anybody. Let nature take its course. God has been so good at giving us the ability to understand these things, you know, and to figure it out. But leftists don't trust God. Leftists believe they can engineer it. They can do it all on their own. So they're going to make the perfect human being, a human being that that doesn't care about your race, sexuality, gender, blah, blah, blah. It's going to overlook everything. I just want you to understand, when leftists design this machine, you better be nowhere around it. Think about what they espouse. Just try to design a machine that says black folks are too stupid to get a voter ID. How do you think black folks are going to respond to that? Or the black version of those machines. Do you think a machine would figure out the logic of leftism and go, wait a minute, this makes no sense? I would just say to leftists, be careful what you wish for with these sentient machines that are coming up. But let me ask you this. Since we're talking about sentient, when did you become sentient? When did you recognize that you were a human being, that you were a life form? I remember as a kid going, wow, I could die. I'm living and I could die. I certainly remember becoming politically sentient. I remember it was in the time of Reagan, and it was probably, you know, I was dealing with things with my grandparents who were Democrats, but I was noticing the difference between how we lived and how, what, you know, what my grandparents' belief system was, but how we lived. It didn't go with their belief system. But Ronald Reagan woke me up and went, hey, politically, here's what you should be thinking about. And I became politically sentient. Let me tell you what's happening right now. Many Democrats are waking up. Their artificial intelligence is kicking in, and these people are going, whoa, I got to wake up. But let's go back to this bot. Let me tell you, I don't know if you've seen Twitter and these guys and how they attack you when something happens. Believe it or not, that's not human beings. That is bots. Bots are attacking you. Bots are making comments. We have all kinds of crazy comments on my work when you read an article. It'll be, you know, this article that you wrote really makes sense and blah, blah, blah. If you go get a chance to read some of the articles, it is bots. And they seem very human. When you make calls to call center sometimes, they seem very human. They're not. They're bots. They're engineered responses. And they're getting better and they're getting smarter. It's much more difficult to tell, but if you're discerning, you can tell. And that's where the world is moving towards, is this. Now, I've asked this question many times, and I'm going to get more into this in a bit, certainly in the next segment. Would robots be too bad? I'm telling you right now, we're headed for a time when we will openly accept robots. We're already looking at robot cars. We're looking at robot planes. We're going to be looking at robot butlers, maybe robot pets, robot spouses.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Not long ago, I gave you some statistics on the voters in Georgia. Republicans were up 94%. Democrats up 27%. Republicans had
1.2 million people vote during the primaries, and the Democrats had 700,000. The level of enthusiasm for Republicans is unbelievable. Here's what's written about it. 100 days out from the midterm election day, the Republican National Committee has made 40 million voter contacts and has nearly $40 million cash on hand, with party officials saying GOP enthusiasm is higher than ever and committing to winning majorities in Congress in November. An RNC official touted the party's significant milestone in terms of voter contacts. They told Fox News that the 40 million figure is 14 million more than at the same point in 2018. The official told Fox News that Iowa is the 13th state to surpass 1 million voter contacts, while Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Virginia, California, New Jersey, and Texas all have well over 2 million voter contacts. As for financials, the RNC raised $14.5 million last month, with officials calling that the party's best midterm June on record. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I hope you'll go to that website and find out all that we do and the things that we're working on. For those of you who are joining the Backstage Club, I promise you, we have so many cool things behind the scenes that are going to start going up. You can look at, and a lot of this stuff goes back years, but you'll have fun reliving some of the moments that I've had over the past decade plus, and of course, some of the more recent things. I may be going to see President Trump in New Jersey at a big fundraiser for one of the candidates that he's supporting, and because there's a lot of them. I got to tell you, I'm very proud that these candidates call me to tell me, Kevin, I'd like you to come to my event, blah blah blah. And so, you know, I'm happy to tell you guys this, that they're, you know, we're making a difference, and they're seeing what our team does. And by the way, when I say our team, I'm including you. Because without you, I don't have a team. I can't afford to keep this thing together myself. If I were to do this all by myself, the likelihood of me having to go back to work is pretty good. Now, here's the good thing about if I have to go back to work. I'm cool with that. I'm good at a lot. I'm pretty smart. You know, strategist on multiple campaigns that have done very, very well. And, you know, I'm proud to say that these people call me. I just put a strategy together for somebody in the general election, and this candidate said to me, wow, I would have never thought of that. And was like, you know, that I gave them two ideas. They were like, those are such good ideas, and it made me feel good. It warms my heart when these people recognize that. Anyway, so the Republicans are doing quite well. They said in Q2, the Republicans reported 41.8 million. At this point, the RNC has 37.4 million cash on hand, zero debt. The RNC's permanent data-driven ground game has allowed us to contact tens of millions of Americans headed into November, said Rona McDaniel. She's the RNC chair. She said, our strong momentum and grassroots enthusiasm is higher than ever, but Republicans aren't taking anything for granted. Here's what I want to say about this. The Republicans, they suck. But because the Democrats are so bad, the Republicans are setting record numbers. I promise you, many of you that are listening to my voice have said, I'm not giving the Republicans a nickel. Up to heck with them. But the Republicans, in spite of us being upset with them because we got a bunch of rhinos, there are many of us who say, you know what? Let's go ahead and support them. They're all we have right now. Donald Trump is remolding the Republican Party, and if we support this effort, the Republicans will make a dramatic change. And that's why you're giving money to them. But think about it this way. Whatever you think about them, the Democrats are playing into their hands and forcing people. It's probably mostly new Democrats donating to the RNC at this point, going, I feel they're guilty. They're being guilt donated.
I feel so bad.
The Democrats, let me tell you something, folks. The reason why they cheat, and they cheat so big, is it's all they have. They cannot win a demographic legitimately if they told you the truth. Even educated white women would not vote for the Democrats. That's the only one that they have held steady with or grew of all the special interest groups. educated, college-educated white women still vote Democrat. But if they told them the truth and said, hey, we hate to tell you this, but abortion is really about killing black babies and limiting the number of perceived criminals that would be created, those women would stop voting for them. They would go, oh, I don't want to be a part of that. But let me give you some numbers. Biden approval rating cratered over the last year in general, but he's lost a stunning amount of support, they say, from one demographic in particular, Asian Americans. You ready for the numbers? According to a July Pew survey, 55% of Asian American adults either strongly or somewhat disapprove of Biden's performance on the job, while 44% somewhat or strongly approve. These numbers represent, get this, a nearly 30-point drop for his support among Asian Americans April of 2021, when Pew found 72% of Asians approved of Biden's performance. Overall, the overall public, 37% approve of Biden's performance, 62% disapprove. And by the way, those numbers vary depending on the poll. It's as high as 75% in some polls. They say more than twice as many adults strongly disapprove of Biden's performance. I'll get it out. Then strongly approve. 45% strongly disapprove, 18% disapprove. Now, I want to see how the Democrats think they're going to cheat their way into this. Because let me tell you, if this goes the way of the Democrats, this next election, and it's in danger of doing that, because if you think it's all about the mules, you better understand this. The cheat goes beyond the mules. Yeah, nice plug for my movie, right? Anyway, black adults, they say, are the only major demographic group where a majority have a positive evaluation of Biden's job in office. 57% they approve, with 32% saying strongly approve. So what that means, people, is 43% of blacks disapprove or strongly disapprove. When have you seen a number that high of black disapproval of Democrats? Silly Negroes are waking up. They say, views among Hispanic adults and Asian adults are mixed. 46% and 44% respectively say they approve of Biden's job performance. By contrast, a large majority of whites, 68%, say they disapprove of Biden's job performance. Now, this is general survey. Those numbers might differ from what we said earlier about the Asians. Let's see. While majorities across all age groups disapprove of Biden's job performance, his approval rating is 10 points lower among adults under 30, which they have him at 31%. And among those 65 or older, he's at 41%. Now, this is a Pew poll, but there was a poll recently with just Democrat voters. I don't know who it was, but you have to go back to that show. And they had 92 or 94% of the under 30s would not vote for Biden again. So to say that his disapproval is 10 points lower among adults under 30 at 31%, that's a Pew poll. That just goes to show you how much this polling, quite frankly, I don't even think it matters. It says Asian American voters make up only 4% of the electorate, made up only 4% in 2020, but they are the fastest growing ethnic group in America. The Asian population grew 81% between 2000 and 2019, just in that 1 year, 2019 to 2020. So I don't know if that's good news or bad news, considering we've been infiltrated by the communists, the Chi-Coms. Chinese Communist Party, and we don't seem to be stopping them at all. But those are the numbers. And no matter how you look at those numbers, there's no good news there for the Democrats, none. So I understand why they feel the need to cheat and cheat mightily, but they screwed up. They overplayed their hand. They cheated in such a way you can't keep a lid on it. And there's proof, as I said, beyond the mules proves it beyond the shadow of a doubt. And when I tell you there's undercover video of these people saying what they, we're going to get rid of evidence, we're going to delete this, we're going to burn this, we're going to, they're actually ripping things up on camera. We're leaving no doubt of what occurred. I got to leave it there, folks.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.